The punchy red and mustard-colored awning of Hank's Hot Dogs used to stand out among the industrial warehouses of Kaka'ako. But Honolulu's high-end hot dog stand is no longer the only shop on the block. Owner Hank Adania says this isn't the same neighborhood he moved into 6 years ago.
When I first got in there, there was really nothing. So it was pretty much an industrial area. There weren't a lot of people. Certainly wasn't any walk-by traffic.
Over the past couple years, trendy boutiques and restaurants have started popping up along Oahe Street, bringing more interest and dollars to the neighborhood. But with plans to redevelop the land into a larger urban core, many of these new businesses worry they'll have to relocate once construction begins. Kamehameha School's land asset manager Christian O'Connor is working with shop owners in the area to make sure everyone's on the same page.
That area is shifting, and so what we're doing is trying to just walk people along and say construction activities are happening here and this is what's going to happen. And we're trying to work the best we can with our local community that we already have to reduce the strain and stress and anxiety that happens when change occurs.
One of those local businesses is Taste Table, a space for a rotating group of chefs to host pop-up meals. General Manager Adam Locke has been with Taste since they opened in October. I asked him his thoughts on starting a business in an area facing some big changes.
I mean, that's kind of the day in and day out thing. We don't know. So we have to take it one day at a time.
Taste co-owner Amanda Corby also has her concerns. She says small businesses in Kaka'ako will have to adjust to the changing landscape of the neighborhood.
It's one of those situations where only time will tell. I think there's others who it may not be the right fit for them to be here as it continues to develop, but I think that we all kind of knew that going into it, and we're okay with that.
While timing is uncertain, Hank Adania assured me his hot dog shop isn't going anywhere.
I'm looking to stay there. It's not going to be the same. They'll lose some of that charm. But KS's vision has been to try to retain part of that. I think it's hard to have both. Once you start developing, it is going to change the whole character of it. But then in the end, what does it do for the community and for the businesses and for everything on the whole? I think there is a positive aspect here.
For less established businesses, the cheap and flexible leases on Kamehameha School land have made it attractive to young entrepreneurs looking to set up shop, keeping in mind that it may not be for long. Molly Solomon for HPR News.